The amount of salt going into New Hampshire's rivers has been rising since the 60s. Mostly this is because the amount of pavement is rising, but it's also because drivers these days expect this. Wet, black pavement, and they want it fast. The problem now is so much salt is going into some brooks around the state that it's toxic. Eric Williams with the Department of Environmental Services laid out the challenge at a recent salt symposium convened in Windham.
We need to reduce the amount of salt in these watersheds by anywhere from 25 to 45%, which is a fairly tall order.
But to be clear, a big reason to ease up on the salt is so the state can widen I-93 under the Federal Clean Water Act.
We were very hesitant to get involved because when they came in, you know, the first approach was more like, you need to cut back on how much salt you're going to use because we need to widen 93, and right now we're being stopped from widening 93.
Alan Cody works for Derry's Public Works Department. For years now, the state has been reaching out to plow truck drivers, parking lot owners, and municipal public works directors. As is often the case with these things, it took some time to get folks like Cody on board.
And I think I probably said something to the effect that the yellow perch that were living in Beaver Brook were not as valuable to me as the residents of the town of Derry.
Many have since come around. Under Cody's watch, Derry has added more than 35 miles of paved roadways, but reduced its salt use by 25%. There are a number of ways towns can do this. They can mix salt with water to form brine so it will work better. They can pre-treat roads with brine before a snowfall, which is like greasing a pan and makes the snow easier to plow off. They can even buy fancy additives to make the salt go a little further. Matthew Scott from New Hampshire Ice Melt claims his chemical, which is a byproduct from a vodka distillery in Hungary, is the best out there. But there are many others.
There's a beet juice product that's out there that comes out of the Midwest. There are some other companies that use molasses to try to make it sticky, to stick to the salt.
Salt is cheaper than most alternatives, but it has been getting more expensive, so cutting back saves money for towns looking to clear their roads. But roads are only part of the problem. Most of the salt in many watersheds is coming from parking lots maintained by private companies. Those companies, unlike state and local governments, can be liable if someone slips and falls in their parking lot. That is, until recently, when the Republican president of New Hampshire's Senate, Chuck Morse, guided a bill through the state house that gave these folks some protection.
Well, I think it equates a lot to the ski industry, to be honest with you.
If you crash while skiing, you don't sue the ski area unless it was grossly negligent, like not putting up a flag when there's a crevasse. The new law does much the same for parking lot owners.
If people will follow our instructions of how to apply salt like our own DOT does, we will give them the liability protection much like the ski industry has.
There is some gray area here. How do you define due diligence in terms of clearing a parking lot? That's where this guy comes in.
Well, I'll be very honest with you. This is a tough crowd. Often when I go and present, I'd be the only person in the room who is brown.
Raqib Omer is a researcher from the University of Waterloo in Ontario. He's gathering data from all over North America, from different snowstorms and different types of surfaces, in order to define how much salt is just enough. The data is reported automatically from mobile phone apps and smart salt spreaders.
It's not just based on university numbers, but real data provided to us by real businesses, real contractors, real snow and ice professionals.
Putting some science to this tricky question, how little salt can we use and still keep people safe? For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.